You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn. This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
All right, Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster will join us for the second segment of the postgame show. Then we'll head to Detroit, Michigan, and, of course, play the Red Wings on Sunday afternoon. But first things first, disappointing, first of all, generally. The Ducks had a great opportunity to win it, not only in regulation but in overtime, but fall a little bit short tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, Steve, I think I always talk about this when the Ducks lose in the shootout. You cannot lose sight of the fact that the shootout is a skills competition. It has absolutely nothing to do with the hockey game, whether you win or you lose. For all intents and purposes, this was a 1-1 tie tonight. Yes, the Bruins get the extra point, but in effect, the Ducks played Boston on pretty much even terms tonight, and there's definitely a lot of positive to be taken out of that. So, you know, from that standpoint, given what's happened earlier on this road trip, this is one the Ducks can feel really good about.
All right, so where do you want to start? We don't have that many goals. We have a shootout. It's all yours.
Well, in the first period, the Bruins definitely outplayed the Ducks. They wound up with a 13-5 advantage in shots on goal, and that first period looked a lot like what we have seen to this point this season. The Ducks did get a break. It appeared that Boston had taken a 1-0 lead on a goal by Jake DeBrusque at the 15:50 mark of the opening period. But DeBrusque was actually the player ruled to have been offside when the Ducks challenged, used a coach's challenge to say the Bruins were offside, and the ruling from Toronto came back that indeed DeBrusque had gone barely offside before he went in and scored. So the first period did end in scoreless fashion.
Early in the second period, a guy that's responsible for all the scoring for Boston tonight, Taylor Hall, got a big one to put them up by one.
Yeah, and, you know, John Gibson was terrific again tonight. And tonight the numbers will show it. He stopped 35 of 36 Boston shots through regulation and overtime. There was one play that I know John Gibson will be hard on himself regarding this play, because he had an opportunity to cover the puck in front of his net, but instead opted to try to sweep it out of harm's way. Unfortunately, Gibson's clearing attempt struck Taylor Hall near the bottom of the left wing faceoff circle. Hall was able to spin and beat Gibson with a very quick shot for the game's first goal. It was Hall's second goal of the season. Former Ducks defenseman Hampus Lindholm and his D partner Matt Grizzlick credited with assists on that goal at 2:31 of the second period. So that gave the Bruins a 1-0 advantage.
Our next score is going to be our play of the game. The Anaheim Ducks play of the game brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Now, to learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. It's a goal by Frank Vatrano at 6:03 of the second, and the Ducks got things evened up at that time. Here is a shot, score! Frank Vatrano finally gets Anaheim on the board on a 2-on-1 development, moving in against the Bruin goaltender. And it's 6:03 of the second period. The Ducks are back in it. We're tied 1-1.
Yeah, and this goal was a classic example of strong defensive play leading to offensive opportunity. The Ducks were able to force a Bruins turnover just inside the Anaheim blue line, and Ryan Strome turned the play in the other direction very quickly, sending the puck ahead to Mason McTavish on left wing. The Ducks with a 2-on-1 rush, and McTavish made a beautiful cross-ice feed to set up Frank Vatrano's one-timer from high in the right wing faceoff circle. Vatrano gets his third goal of the season, tying Troy Terry for the team lead. McTavish and Strome get the assist for Mason McTavish, the Ducks rookie left winger. It is his fourth assist of the season. That is a club high. That goal coming at 6:03 of the second period tied the game 1-1.
I thought for sure somebody would score in the third, but nobody could, and that would force, of course, overtime, and then a shootout. Eventually, the overtime, were some chances on both sides. But in the shootout, kind of give you a quick rundown. Boston shoots first. These are all no's, by the way, so I can run through them pretty quick. No goal for DeBrusque. Zegras failed to score for Anaheim. Pasternak, nope. Stopped by John Gibson. Then Troy Terry tried his luck. He missed. Shot number three for each team. Charlie Coyle, a no. And then Kevin Shattenkirk, a no. So we're going to another round of shootouts. And the Bruins have a guy that's pretty darn good with his shootout ability, not only here, but when he spent some time in Edmonton. And Dan Taylor Hall got one, and then Comtois didn't. That's pretty much what happened in the shootout.
Yeah, Taylor Hall is one of the more offensively gifted players anywhere in the NHL, and he made a nice move here, just able to slide the puck five-hole on John Gibson, and that turned out to be the game-winning goal, the third game-winning goal of Taylor Hall's career in the shootout, I mean, game-winning goal, game-deciding goal, whatever you want to call it. And then the Ducks, who had an opportunity to win in the third round, but Kevin Shattenkirk came up empty. That forced Max Comtois into a must-score situation to keep the game alive. Comtois made a nice move to his backhand, but credit to Bruins goaltender Linus Ullmark, who stayed with Comtois, made the save to preserve the victory for the Bruins. 2-1, Boston improves to 4-1 on the season. The Ducks now 1-3-1.
All right, timeout. We'll come back, get Josh Brewster's thought, and then we'll wrap things up from Boston here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, my God, that'd be so helpful this year.
That's the sound of Alejandra getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her after-school program a bunch of supplies, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Passport, Pilot, or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22. Length of contract limited.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money, so he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
I was in the car with my friend, and we were having a blast listening to the game until it started raining, and that loud eeeen eeeen noise started coming from my wipers. Don't let squeaky wipers ruin your great moments. Hear clearly by Michelin Wiper Blades.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Get what you want and pay over time when you use your Lowe's Advantage Card. Now through October 26, 2022. Ask for 0% APR with 36 fixed monthly payments on a product installation or appliance purchase of $1,000 or more. Shop for the appliances you want in-store or online. Or go to the store nearest you for installation. Now at Lowe's. Offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Hey fans, Alexis Downey here from Ducks Stream. I can't wait to keep you up to date on the Ducks AHL affiliate, the San Diego Gulls, with Gulls Report each week. Andy Zilch, the voice of the Gulls, will join me to share all of the biggest storylines. Make sure to listen in.
All right, let's get to our post-game wraps and thoughts from Josh Brewster and then Dan Wood. Josh, what are your feelings when all was said and done?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think this is honestly the most satisfying game of the year, even including our opening game overtime win, quite honestly. A good 60 minutes, not the best start offensively, but certainly straightened it out, moved better as a five-man unit, a little more aggressive on the penalty kill, a little more sandpaper, a little more body contact, and then we're going to talk about this on Duck Calls. Cam Fowler, absolutely tremendous, and I always thought he should be a league leader in time on ice. He's way up there, but to me, you can put him out there 27 minutes a night every night.
Yeah, Josh, I agree with you. I think the Ducks can really build off this game tonight. Now, I did not like the first period. The first period looked like the preceding three games on the road trip, and I don't know this for a fact, but I have a hunch that maybe some words were spoken in the locker room at the first intermission, because the Ducks came out in the second period and were an entirely different team. They began to really play the game, and their battle level rose exponentially. And what a difference it made for the final 45 minutes, including the overtime. The Ducks played the Boston Bruins at least on even terms. And yes, of course, it is disappointing not to get the second point when you lose in the shootout. But really, you have to throw that out, because I think more important than the potential second point tonight is the fact that the Ducks probably proved something to themselves, that they can be an effective hockey team when they play the game with the required intensity and play it the right way. So now it will be a matter of taking what they accomplished tonight and building on it. That's what has to happen if this team is going to have some success.
All right, Josh, who's your guest on Duck Calls?
All right, tonight we've got Ace Sports broadcaster Zig Fricasse, many decades as a great sports guy, and he's got a great knowledge of the game of hockey. Always love to have Zig Fricasse on. Usually have him on whenever we play the Bruins.
All righty. I know he does a great job. So do you on the post game. So we will visit with you Sunday from Detroit.
Sounds good. 714-940-2888.
All right, that's the number for Duck Calls. And I want to thank Doug Lane, our on-site engineer, one of the best in the league, guy we've known for a long time, does some extra work with stats too, so he's the best. And we will look forward to a game on Sunday afternoon, 1:30, time for the pregame back at Southern California, 2 o'clock play-by-play, the final game of this five-game trip, and hopefully it's some good results. Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. So you just heard Josh Brewster ready with Duck Calls after the upcoming commercial breaks. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. The Ducks did earn a point, losing in a shootout 2-1 to Boston. You've been listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
The double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call. Touchdown.
ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and when an argument
plus
is
ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. 714-940-2888. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, 714-940-2888. Tonight, in a shootout, Bruins 2, Ducks 1. But you know, as Dan was saying, that's just a skills competition, folks. We were much better tonight. In fact, I would argue, considering the quality of the opponent, no disrespect to the Seattle Kraken, that's an improved club. It's the Boston Bruins in Boston tonight. I think this was the most satisfying of the five games thus far. You know, we've had a rough patch with three straight losses, but can we turn it around? Well, I'll tell you what, the Ducks checked some boxes off tonight that they were not checking off. So we'll get to that in just a second. First thing, Cam Fowler, the best Duck on the ice, Cam Fowler. 26 minutes and 39 seconds, three shots out of four attempts, and it just everything you would have wanted from your number one defenseman. Cam Fowler tonight, and a hats off to Jamie Drysdale, his partner as well. I thought all around, I thought the Ducks were much better defensively. And on the penalty kill, we've been talking about becoming a little more aggressive. I think we did that tonight. We're successful. We could even press them a little harder. But as Dan was just mentioning, and I agree with him, the first 10 minutes or so of this game, the defense was markedly better, but the offense was not really coming. But fortunately, it did. So tonight we're outshot 36-31. But at the same time, I think it was a much more satisfying game. The second period, we're negative eight in the goals department in second periods. Tonight we chopped that down to negative seven because we actually had, we evened it out tonight is what I should say. When Frank Vetrano responded to Taylor Hall's goal, and Taylor Hall was big for the Bruins tonight, obviously. He gets the goal and then he gets the shootout winner. Frank Vetrano, I love the quick shot. I love the one-timer. We need more of those. More Ducks play like Frank Vetrano right away because this is the kind of mentality you need. If it hits your stick in the offensive zone and you got a shot, take the shot. And he was rewarded tonight with his third goal of the season. So, again, I think Cam Fowler was the man for sure. John Gibson, a really good night. It's unfortunate that he booted that puck back out to Taylor Hall, but that's just one moment, and we could certainly have given him more goal support than just one. But Gibson, again, very solid tonight. At the midpoint of the game, shots were 16-11, but it was 1-1. We were much better. And one aspect of the game where we were absolutely better was moving as a five-man unit. If you're doing everything far-flung, it's not going to be good. And I made this point the other night, and I think tonight we corrected it. It can't be a track meet every night. As I mentioned, you know, you play a struggling Devils team, you're going to find out how much talent they really have if you're not bringing in any sandpaper to the game, if you're not holding them up in the offensive zone. One thing I would like to see us do better and better is, for goodness sake, crash that low slot, get guys in front of the opposition netminder. I thought we were a little easy on Linus Ullmark tonight. I give him credit. He made some big saves. He also gathered up the puck a lot, which was driving me nuts because I hate watching all those face-offs, but I certainly get it. I thought the Ducks checked off some boxes tonight. But what do you think? 714-940-2888 here on DuckStream. Tell all your friends about DuckStream. Don't forget to tell them that it's free. And you don't have to pay a monthly fee. You can X out of that and you search for DuckStream. You know, obviously, if you're listening to me, you've done this. But remind your friends. Don't just click on Anaheim Ducks. Click on DuckStream. Jamie Drysdale, I think, might have been his best game of the young season. Much better body positioning. Much better handling of the puck. I like him paired with Fowler, at least for now. Maybe that should be the way it should be going forward. Was glad to see Cam Fowler come back after that hit by Taylor Hall. Boy, Hall was just all over the place tonight. And in the shootout, as I mentioned, he won it for Boston. So I think we moved as a unit better. I thought we were better in the offensive zone. We can get better in the offensive zone. We can be tougher to play against. But tonight, a much better effort defensively. Much better. Much more aggression and forcing the issue with the opposition. So, you know, I don't sell silver linings, but I'll take the point tonight. I really will. You lose a shootout, that's a shootout. You know, big deal. We got a point. We went into Boston. Guys can hold their heads high and keep their confidence up. Let's do this. Let's take a little break here on Duck Calls, and you give me a call, 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888. Rack up your calls now. I'm going to get to my guest in a little bit, but we'd love to hear from you right here on Duck Street. Duck Calls.
That is amazing.
That's the sound of Christy getting a random act of helpfulness. The helpful SoCal Honda dealers are getting an e-bike for her daughter with bone cancer, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 1.99% APR financing and 24/7 roadside assistance. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22, length of contract limited, roadside assistance available for the duration of the certified pre-owned limited warranty.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
O'Reilly. It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries. We also have battery solutions for many hybrid and electric vehicles. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit AnaheimDucks.com/foundation.
Welcome back to Duck Calls, everyone, on Duck Stream. Become an Orange Alliance member today to receive the best fan benefits. Some perks include getting discounts on team storage and session purchases, exclusive access to member-only events, enhanced loyalty program, The Mighty, playoff priority access. To learn more, visit AnaheimDucks.com/join the Alliance. AnaheimDucks.com/join the Alliance. All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm quite satisfied to get this point. I'm often not satisfied with a point, but I am indeed satisfied tonight because we kept it close. And it's a tough building. You're playing the Boston Bruins. I like that we've had some success there. We've rattled off a number of wins in Boston, gotten a lot of points there in the last few years, I should say. Tonight, Simon Benoit, Brett Leeson, and Colton White took a seat. We've got one more game on the road trip, of course. That's in Detroit. And I'll be interested when we come back home. Now, we just come back home for one game against none other than, if you need a tougher opponent, the Tampa Bay Lightning on Wednesday the 26th next week. It's a TNT game. And we go to Vegas, and then we come back for Toronto as though you need another challenge, but that's okay. I think the Ducks will rise to the occasion. It'll be interesting to see how they can handle Corey Perry and the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'd also be interested to see whether we get any call-ups from the AHL. You know, does Rocco Grimaldi get a chance to come up and see what he can contribute, or maybe some other surprises, maybe Benoit Grew? Who do you think? 714-940-2888, 714-940-2888, Jack Aparo, Braden Tracy. Look, the Ducks are looking for offense, and I think it'll be an important game, obviously, Sunday for, you know, any number of Ducks who need to prove themselves in the offensive zone. You know, Pavel Regenda, it's great to see him break through to the NHL, but, you know, and him and Max Jones and Max Comtois and, you know, there's a bunch of guys here who really do want to show. And, you know, you have an opportunity. A home game's coming up. It's not a long call-up from San Diego. So I'll be interested to see what the Ducks do personnel-wise. I was glad to see Nathan Beaulieu get back into the action tonight. He's got a lot of experience in the NHL, and I'd like to see him try to get his feet under him and stick in the lineup. I think it would be good. Oh, I was going to mention, got to get Trevor Zegras on the shot clock here, or on the shot tally, we'll call it. Hit six shots in four games coming into tonight's action. And tonight, just one shot on two attempts, one miss and one shot that counted. Almost 20 minutes of ice time. We got to get him in a position where he can succeed. And I think a lot of this has to do with possession time, quite honestly. I don't mean to single out Trevor. Tonight, the shot's much better. You got four shots from Kevin Shattenkirk. You got five from Frank Vetrano. And Vetrano had seven attempts, including his goal, of course. But, you know, if Trevor Zegras, who really should be a 2 to 2.5, maybe three shots a night guy, if he's lagging, you're probably not spending enough time in the offensive zone, and we know for a fact that the Ducks have not. So, I want to talk about some other things tonight. What about the reverse retro jerseys? What about this Ducks white and orange jersey with the throwback Disney logo? It's awesome. I love it. And they're going to wear orange pants. I don't care which one of the players doesn't like it. I think it looks cool. We all bought these huge TVs in the last few years, right? These huge high-def TVs. It should be in bright primary colors, you know, secondary colors, sharp line work. But as I was mentioning to Dan and to Steve earlier, I just love that the Sharks went with the California Golden Seals throwback. I just think it's tremendous. I was always a big fan of the Golden Seals. They didn't last too long into my childhood, but always liked them. And I remember Joe Malosh. And I was hoping, by the way, that the Dallas Stars would go with like a Cleveland Barons throwback, because if you remember, they were absorbed into the Minnesota. The Barons were absorbed into the Minnesota North Stars. I was always kind of hoping that maybe someone would do a Barons jersey. Remember the Cleveland Barons? So we got some reverse retro jerseys to talk about tonight. Some stuff going on. The Leafs won tonight. I've been pointing out Sheldon Keefe, backtracking on his comments. He evidently, maybe I'm wrong, he did wake them up a bit. Buffalo's Eric Comrie is back in the net tonight. We talked about that at the intermission. This is a big story. They may have a very astute pickup in their nets, and goodness knows they need it. Gabriel Landeskog of Colorado out for 12 weeks, and Aaron Ekblad, defenseman for the Panthers, unfortunately injured again. All right, I'm going to bring up Zig Fricasse in a minute or two here. 714-940-2888, 714-940-2888. Let me shoot you a couple of out-of-town scores before I bring Zig up here. Zig's a longtime sports broadcasting veteran, a great guy, and I've been appearing on his show since about 3 years before Duck Calls. Real quick before I bring Zig up, let me get you up to speed here. 10 seconds left in the third. Canucks and Wild are knotted at three. Two winless clubs going at it. The Oilers are up on the Hurricanes in Edmonton in the second. The Sabres are up 3-1 on the Calgary Flames in the first. The Golden Knights are up on the Jets 3-0 in the first. And the Canadiens throttled the Coyotes 6-2 tonight. Maple Leafs 3-2 over the Stars in OT. Penguins 6, Kings 1 in Pittsburgh. Penguins looking scary. They got some older dudes there, and they're looking scary because they're very productive. Jackets 5, Preds 3. Sharks 3, Rangers 2. That's in overtime. Senators 5-2 over the Capitals. And Devils 4-1 over the Islanders. All right, here he is now, Mr. Zig Fricasse from Sirius XM. He does a fantastic job, by the way, on football, but you also hear him on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. And anytime we play the Boston Bruins, my first call is to Zig Fricasse. How you doing tonight, Zig?
Brew, what's going on, brother? How you been?
I've been all right. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I thought the Ducks, I mean, they lost the throw the football through the tire competition at the end, but I'll take the point. I'll take the point. We really have had a tough time being aggressive defensively and just getting throttled on the shot totals. And tonight, I thought it was pretty satisfying to go into Boston and keep it close.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought they actually played a very responsible defensive game. You know, Gibson was outstanding, sans the turnover, which led to the Hall goal. I mean, he was very good when they needed him to be. Vetrano, who played for the Bruins, was a pest all night. He got the tying goal and then obviously went to overtime. Allmark, I thought, was outstanding as well. So if you're the Ducks here, Brew, you got to be looking at this. Yeah, it might be another loss, but we played defensively responsible against a team that started 3-1, who has their own issues with defense and Marchand being out because of some surgeries and all that kind of thing. But I thought Anaheim played a very good game, actually deserved a win.
You know, and I'll tell you what, Zig, tonight I was impressed, as I have been for years, with Cam Fowler. I thought he played a very good game tonight, and he pulled almost 27 minutes. I've always felt that he should be right up there with guys like Drew Doughty and other guys who play 27 minutes a night. I thought he was fantastic tonight, and I think he was the Ducks' best guy.
Yeah, oh, I'm with you. And, you know, here's a guy that I remember when the Bruins had the, you know, it was the Taylor and Tyler draft of 2011. Everyone wondered, you know, who would take who. Would Edmonton go with Hall and then Bruins with, you know, Sagan? And I just remember saying, you know what, this guy might actually have a career that's, you know, maybe not as equal but very, very consistent. And now I would think, Brew, with Getzlaff being out of there, and he's the senior most Duck on that blue line, you got to think now this is Cam Fowler's team, because, you know, everyone else is younger, like a guy like Klingberg and that. They're just too new to lead.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I've also felt that, Yeah, first of all, I'm a little surprised they didn't name Cam Fowler the captain, or have not yet, but I'd love to see it happen. But it was interesting because he actually fell a little bit in the draft. And I think Bob Murray was walking on a cloud as he walked up to select him, because I don't think he expected him. I remember being at that draft. It was in L.A. Anyway, you know, I look at this Ducks club moving on off the Getzlaff era. And we've had some struggles here early, but a couple guys. You mentioned Frank Vetrano. I want to talk about Vetrano for a minute, because you certainly remember him from his Boston days. And an undrafted player. He loves to shoot the puck. And I've been impressed with Frank Vetrano. I love the one-timers. At this level, you got to have the one-timers, and I hope more Ducks would follow his lead.
You know, when he left Boston, it was one of those things where, you know, he goes down to Florida, and, you know, he actually had a couple of very good years down there. He had 24 goals back in the 18-19 season, and then he had 18 a couple of years later, but then he wound up signing with the Rangers. One thing on him, though, is at times he gets a little bit slack defensively, but if he's on his game, Brew, and that, excuse me, that game is shooting the puck literally immediately when he gets it, and being a little bit of an agitator, you know, this is a guy that I think he's starting to find his groove here. He's already got a couple goals in the first four games. He brings speed, and like you mentioned, an undrafted player, so he's always going to have that axe to grind, so to speak. So I thought that was a nice little signing by the Ducks in the offseason.
Indeed. Let's talk about another one. The team has started slowly, and I don't think John Klingberg has looked as good as I've seen him look. I think he would tell you the same thing. However, tonight he had two shots. I thought he moved the puck well. But let's talk generally, because when you bid farewell to a guy like Hampus Lindholm, and he's got a little more heft than John Klingberg, but Klingberg has big offensive upside, and certainly the Ducks could use that. I wanted to get your thoughts on Klingberg, because I thought it was a good deal for each side. It's a bunch of money for him for 1 year. Let's see how it works out. The Ducks have Zegras, Drysdale, and Terry to re-sign to either Bridges or long-term, et cetera. So I like the deal with Klingberg. What are your thoughts on John coming over? Because when you give up a guy like Hampus, for example, you better have someone to fill those skates.
Well, you would need to, and I don't think you can compare the defensemen, because I would say Hampus is more responsible in his own end, whereas if you want, you know, the offensive upside, then obviously Klingberg is going to be that, and his record showed that. Little concerning, obviously, because the hefty minus that he was a 28 last year in Dallas, but he did play 74 games and does have that big shot. And you know as well as I do, Brew, I mean, it's going to take some time not only for a Klingberg to assimilate into the system that Dallas Eakins runs, but also, you know, some of these younger guys that were, you know, the feel-good stories coming along, like the Terrys and the Comtois, the Joneses and guys like this, all of a sudden now they've got to become the leaders. So, you know, I hate to use the term microwave generation, but it seems like if your team ain't 5-0 and looking like the world's on fire, you know, they're going to be fine. It's just going to take a little bit of time. And like I said, you hate moral stories, but I thought this was one of maybe their best defensive responsible game this year. Maybe they build upon that when they close out their trip in Detroit.
Indeed, Zig. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you give me a Boston perspective for a minute here? Because, you know, look, I see, you know, Brad Marchand, Charlie McAvoy, you know, on the shelf. They got some other guys on the shelf. So, you know, they're coming in a little hobbled, but you wouldn't know it. I think that they've come out of the gate strong, and they got a new coach. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you think of the Bruins right now?
Well, you mentioned, obviously, Brad Marchand, who actually had to have surgery on both his hips, and was listening to Bob Beers on the Bruins broadcast tonight, and he kept saying that, you know, his return time was supposed to be mid to late November. And he says, man, if this keeps up, you got to wonder if they don't accelerate that a little bit, because apparently Marchand is ahead of schedule. McAvoy, from what I can tell, he's about on schedule from his shoulder surgery. Grizzlick, who was in the lineup tonight, Brew. He was actually going to be coming back later this month into early November, so he's early. So he's healed well from his particular injury. Yeah, so you're looking at this. I was just going to say, this is a perennial playoff team. You know, obviously they made the coaching change from Bruce Cassidy to Jim Montgomery, and the key here is he wants his defense more active into the offense, whereas Boston always played that stout defensive game, maybe not take so many chances. This year we've already started to see it, and that game Tuesday night was too much for a track meet as far as I was concerned when you gave up 7 goals to Ottawa. But that's what Montgomery wants. He wants to activate the defense, make them create the play. Damned if you do on a 2-on-1, 3-on-2, you get caught. That's just the way it is. So he's trying to up-tempo the pace a little bit. The goaltending, Ullmark, the ex-Saber, has been very good. I think he's been a little bit better than Swayman at this particular point. So all in all, you know, for a team, you know, we thought Bergeron might retire. They got Krejci back, so I think they're trying to make one last run at this, Brew. They're probably a playoff team once again, but I would think they have some things go their way if they wanted to make a serious run at it.
All right, Zig Fricassi, we got to move on to a extremely important topic, at least in my little head here, and that is, I see your Twitter picture. By the way, remind your Twitter handle, Zig Sports Voice, is that it?
Yes, sir. All right, so okay. Here comes the grilling. Go ahead.
Okay, I see your picture. And yep. You, sir, impress me with a Kansas City Scouts T-shirt. It brings a tear to my eye on the day when the NHL announces their retro jerseys. Okay, now this is my vote. I just want to get your vote, the best one. I love what the Ducks did. I like the orange and the white and the Disney logo throwback. It's all great.
Pretty good.
Can't wait to see it. This is the number one with me. The Sharks went with a homage to the California Golden Seals.
Yes.
This just takes me back. It takes me back to a more innocent time. And why don't you tell me, is there one that you like out of these reverse retros?
Brew, you and I, we're almost the same age.
It's,
you can remember,
it's real close.
You know, Al McAdam and Stan Gilbertson and Joe Malosh. Yeah. He was a pretty good goalie in his day. And, they used to wear white skates. And every time the puck would hit him, they'd have to paint the skates over. But I love that one. That is a nice tribute. And I would say that's probably the best. I'm with you on the your Ducks there. The one that it took me a minute to think about, but then I saw Mike Harrington's tweet. He does an outstanding job covering the Sabres for the Buffalo News. He pointed out that the Canadiens one with the light blue is a tribute to the Expos. So I'm definitely on board with that.
Well, you know what else is? If you look at the Devils one, it's a tribute to the Rockies and the Scouts. It has those colors. So I love that Scouts jersey, man. So I saw your T-shirt. Just wanted to attack that extremely important issue there with you, Zig. Here's a little thought. I've been alerting everybody. I'm looking at the television right now. Buffalo's up on Calgary in Calgary right now, 4-1. Now, Eric Comrie played goal a little bit for the Winnipeg Jets. I didn't know he was this good. I saw him the other night. They beat Edmonton in Edmonton. Right now they're up on Calgary in Calgary. And this might be a very astute pickup. If this Eric Comrie, who, by the way, played his youth hockey out here in L.A., it's 5-1 now, by the way. This could be the issue. You know, I always go for the big names, but I said, Eric Comrie, they're going to throw in with Eric Comrie? Well, evidently there's a reason why, Zig.
You know, you look at his numbers, and up until last year, Brew, he played, if I do my math fast here, he played all of 8 games in 5 seasons combined with the Jets, the Wings, and New Jersey. Then you mentioned he went to Winnipeg last year, and played, you know, he started 16 games, 2.5 on the goals against, and it's like, wow. And then all of a sudden, you know, he comes to Buffalo, and you know that they're going to need a goaltender eventually because, you know, it's Craig Anderson. I mean, God love him, but he's like, what, 41, 42 years old. So far, so good. And you mentioned, wow, Sabres, they hung on to beat Edmonton the other night. Now they're landed on a, you know, a Calgary team that is off to a slow start. A lot of new faces there. So, you know, the Sabres, like Ottawa, like Montreal, Detroit, through that Atlantic division, it's not going to be a pushover anymore. So Buffalo reaping the benefits so far, and good for Eric Comrie because he has played well in the two games that he's looked good in so far this year.
All right, Zig, let's finish up with this. Let's double back to our hometown heroes here in my last minute or two here on Duck Calls. And that is, let's talk, what do you think for a club that comes out of the gate struggling, giving up 170 shots against in their first four games, a lot better tonight, and kept it even. What would you prescribe for the Anaheim Ducks as they head into Sunday's game and then come back to Honda to play the East champ, Tampa Bay Lightning?
Well, you know, you just got to be patient. Again, you're assimilating a lot of new faces into the lineup. We talked about Getzlaff. Now there's that leadership void there, so who's going to pick that up? They're definitely going to have to do that by a committee. You know, you look at the defense, and obviously Camp Fowler, you know what you got there. Drysdale's still young. You know, hopefully Vakanainen's able to return at some point. Then after that, you've got a bunch of guys that are just trying to find their way in. You need John Gibson to look more like he did tonight. And just, you know, again, the goals are going to come. It's all going to come. And, you know, again, I think tonight was a building point to this game. And also, let's not forget, you're also getting rid of a significant East Coast swing here, something you probably don't have to do later. So take your lumps now, learn from it as they go back home.
Very good. There he is, folks. Zig Fracassi. He knows his football like you can't, you have no idea. So you listen on Sirius for all the football talk. But as far as the hockey is concerned, you'll hear him pretty much every week on Sirius XM. He's just great, great broadcaster and a longtime sports broadcasting legend. Zig, let's do this again real soon.
Brew, anytime, man. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, there he is. Okay, folks, let's say goodnight. Look. It's a point. We needed a point. And I think that the Ducks can take a lot of confidence out of this one, come out of the gate strong. Let's get out of here. I will talk to you on Sunday afternoon. 1:30 is the pregame. 2 o'clock is the game itself against the Detroit Red Wings, the resurgent Detroit Red Wings. Steve Yzerman's got some new blood there, so that'll be a challenge. Go Ducks. Let's keep it going. Let's start stronger, and let's get 2 points on Sunday. Thanks for listening to Duck Calls. Have a good night.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in. The all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
The music you love is the key to a great day, and the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
Drive, score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust.
I think markets are overreacting to this.
Music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between. TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves. All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Ducks fans, get ready to light the lamp all season long. I'm Alexis Downey, and I can't wait to dive into the best of the Ducks and what's happening in the NHL in this new show. Plus, you'll get to hear from some of the biggest names in hockey. Listen in to Duckstream.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for continued coverage on Ducks Stream, the official 24/7.